Joining me in the studio here this morning, I have Jennifer Cameron, who is here to speak at Monmouth College McMullen Lectures in Biology, 98 graduate of Monmouth College. Good to have you in the studio with us here this morning, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to have you. Now, you're coming in to talk a little bit tonight, you said, about cancer prevention.
Yeah, so it's the month of October. It's Cancer Awareness Month, so I think it's a timely topic, and I'm going to be covering different ways that you can improve your own health by trying to prevent yourself from getting cancer.
All right, so you are a 98 graduate of Monmouth College. You actually are originally from Bushnell area, and you are where now?
I now live in New Orleans. I moved there after I graduated from Monmouth College to get my PhD in microbiology, and I subsequently did some of my postdoctoral training there, and I've been there ever since.
All right. And I understand that you put the spank down on Vanessa, our CEO here at the radio station, in basketball at Monmouth College. Is that right?
We did play together while we were both at Monmouth College. And I have to say, I probably learned a lot from her because she was an extremely talented player.
All right. Now, you are speaking tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Patty Plaza classroom. Is that where it's at,
the Patty building? The auditorium in the new science and business building.
Okay, so why don't you give us a kind of an overview of what you're going to be talking about tonight?
Well, I'm going to be covering different ways that you can prevent cancer through screening programs that are already available, vaccination programs. Actually, there are some viruses that are known to cause cancers, and we have vaccines for some of those. And just basically giving a overview of the different ways that we have already available to prevent cancer. I'm a researcher by trade, and so I do a lot of cancer research in New Orleans. And I'm not actually going to be talking about the things that we're maybe trying to develop in terms of cancer prevention, but it's remarkable that roughly about 50% of cancers that we detect today could actually be prevented with modalities that we already have available.
Okay, so that, I mean, that actually kind of intrigues me, because one of the things you had mentioned there, vaccines. Vaccines are a way of preventing, but you wouldn't think of that.
No, you wouldn't, and that's because we have not done a very good job at educating the public about the relationship between some of these viral infections and
so give me cancers. An example of a viral infection that an immunization would have helped prevent.
So hepatitis B vaccine has been around for 15 or 20 years now.
Right.
And that is actually a virus that causes tumors in the liver.
Okay.
So if you've been vaccinated against hepatitis B, you're already doing your part to prevent liver cancer.
Okay. Yeah, you just don't think about those things. So when you're talking about, and that's one of the other things, I'm backtracking here a little bit. That's one of the things that, you know, we hear a lot about research, but you never hear much of the after side after the research is done. Like you said, education is probably one of the key things that needs to happen and letting people know. But you hear a lot about research, but you don't see the end result after the research.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, all of the health products that we have available, from vaccines to screening programs, are the results of research,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't always make that connection so that you can see, hey, this is the work that's been going on for 20 years, and a lot of times that's public dollars that are invested in that research. And so we really do develop good products out of that investment, but I think you're correct that a lot of times that connection is not made. And it's obviously important, once we do have a product that can improve health, that the public is aware of it so that they can actually use it.
So now, in the years that you've been researching and developing, what are some of the, I mean, obviously things have come a long way from where we were, say, even 5 years ago, 10 years ago. What are some of the progresses or some of the developments that you've seen that have come out that have really made an impact in helping and treating and preventing cancer?
I think one of the most exciting things is the human papillomavirus vaccine that hit the market about 10 years ago now, which we know will prevent nearly all cases of cervical cancer. It also should prevent a proportion of head and neck cancers that are primarily seen in men. And it's a very safe vaccine. It's an extremely effective vaccine. And unfortunately, this is one of those products that research has brought to market that has been underutilized by the public. And that, so one of the goals of my research program is actually to try to promote the use of that vaccine to the public.
Okay. So you are here today. How long are you here for? How long are you visiting?
I'm visiting until Friday.
Okay. You're here to speak tonight at 7 o'clock to students at the college and faculty, and I think it's open to the public, too.
And it's
isn't
open
it?
To the public,
yeah,
yes.
So it's at the it's part of the McMullen Lecture Series in Biology that takes place. But it sounds like you've got a great topic to talk about, and it sounds like you're very well informed on what you're actually going to be speaking about tonight. And had I not had football tonight, based off of our conversation, I would have been sitting there going, hey, I might want to go over and listen to that a little bit further. But yeah, I appreciate you coming up and giving us an update. It's always nice to have local people that have gone off and done some great things come back, and obviously you're doing that now, and you're coming back to just chat with the college students and the community about what's going on in your field. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. And it's been great to be back on campus and see all the changes that have happened since I graduated.
Probably some major changes since you happened in 98. Yeah. There's quite a few new buildings, and the campus is a beautiful campus.
It is. And I need a map to get around because it doesn't look anything like it did in 98. So.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in and giving us an update, and we'll let Vanessa know that you were up here and that you were talking smack about basketball. Maybe you guys can go out sometime here between now and Friday and play.
I would love that.
All right. Well, we've been joined in the studio here with Jennifer Cameron, who is a 98 graduate of Monmouth College, coming to speak at Monmouth College tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Patti Auditorium there. She's part of the McMullen Lecture Series in Biology.